T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 97.1. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Get ready for Chelsea's Radio Novela. Anytime there's action in her love life, we create a soap opera out of it. And can we go live on the gram for this? All right, cool. We're going live on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio in case these two guys we're going to talk about want to watch what's going on.
Oh, great. Thanks,
or,
Edgar.
Or if they want to call in, 877-971-HITS. Call or text.
No, we're not, baby. It's a reality show up in her.
Oh, geez.
All right, the title of this radio novela, ladies and gentlemen, is
Dos Hombres, Un Suéter, y la Princesa Co-Chelsea.
Two men, one sweater, and Princess Co-Chelsea.
By the way, you can now follow the hashtag
no,
Princess Co-Chelsea.
I can't, but I love it.
I can't, but please do follow it. But don't. Do, but don't.
A little bit of context on what's going on.
The man that Cinderella'd Co-Chelsea at Coachella week one and left his sweater behind to make sure he could see her once again has a date set up for her esta noche.
Tonight. Mm-hmm.
But he has no idea that Co-Chelsea met another man at Coachella week dos.
What?
Cinderella'd her week one, but this man tinkerbelled her.
Oh. Tinkered her bells.
Ew.
Does that sound gross?
Yes. Hi,
it means guys. Nothing, guys.
If you're asking yourself what the hell is getting tinkerbelled because you're interested in it, it basically means that the guy straight up fairy dusted Chelsea, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just straight up fairy dusted her like crazy, my man.
With his magic wand.
Absolutely. Just like that. Did you hear that? Listen to this.
Oh my god, I'm gonna pee my pants.
Whipped out his magic wand and.
Alright, so here's the question. I'm just really trying to move along from the wand.
Oh my god, my face is so red right now.
We're live on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. No, it is not a filter on Chelsea's face. It's really that red. All right, guys. So here's a dilemma we need you to help Chelsea out with. Should Princess Co-Chelsea go on this date with Cinderella tonight or just mail him his sweater inside a pumpkin?
A pumpkin? Why pumpkin?
You know, just
I mean, I get the Cinderella reference.
Do you want me to go back to really wand talk or do you want me to switch it to pumpkin?
Cinderella versus Tinkerbell. And I bring up this question because Tinkerbell boy came through strong weekend too. I'm just going to put it like this. They met Friday night, weekend two of Coachella, and they've seen each other every single day.
Pretty much.
Since this last Friday, guys.
I mean, she referred to him initially as her Coachella boyfriend. But then, Monday night led to a kind of a rattled Tuesday morning. So it extended beyond Coachella.
Mm.
Chelsea, but I was trying to be real careful with that.
I'm dancing around.
So Chelsea, just for real, who's in the lead right now, Cinderella or Tinkerbell?
Well, I mean, I've obviously spent more time with Tinkerbell. Obviously.
Which is weekend two.
Okay, Matt.
Listen, we saw the same pants 2 days in a row.
What are you talking about this? Come on.
Where does that time fall in the 24 hours in a day that you spent with him?
What do you mean?
Like all the time.
Yeah, yeah. What slots? Like AM, PM?
I mean, there's a mixture of both, okay?
Fantastic.
So
clearly Tinkerbell has the lead right
now.
Yeah. Straight up fairy dusted, good old Chelsea. And why would you go on this date with Cinderella tonight if Tinkerbell's in the lead?
Well, Cinderella, he's a super cool guy. Like, I definitely had a good time with him at Coachella weekend one. And yeah, we hit it off. He's really good vibes to him. And also, we made this plan like a week ago. I still have a sweatshirt. I'm still interested.
In what? In him or giving the sweatshirt back?
Well, both.
Brian, what do you think Chelsea should do, bro? For real, I mean, as a big bro.
Listen, initially I thought the move was cool. Thought it was kind of like, hey, left your sweatshirt. But then I thought it should have led to like hanging out again like during that weekend or last week. And at this point, I got to be honest. Like, I like Tinkerbell. He's like way in. He's so far in the lead at this point. Like, look, not only do I want you to mail the sweatshirt back, I've got a UPS envelope for it.
Hold on.
Yeah. Brian just pulled out a UPS package for Chelsea to mail the sweater back to Cinderella.
Don't waste your time.
Instead of going on this date with him tonight. And what's sad about this date is that my dude, Cinderella, wants to cook for you, Chelsea. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
And take you on a nice little walk on the beach.
Yeah.
That's a lot of effort.
Oh, yeah. That's too much effort for just giving back a dude's sweatshirt. Plus, you said it was a Patriots sweatshirt.
I don't think that's all he wants.
Princess Coach Chelsea, did you wear Cinderella's sweater while hanging out with Tinkerbell?
No, I'm not a monster.
877-971-HITS is the number to call. What would you do if you were in a Coach Chelsea's situation? Would you still go on this date with Cinderella tonight to return his sweater? The dude's going to cook for you, take you on a walk on the beach. If you know Tinkerbell's in the lead and you've hung out with Tinkerbell every day since Friday, 877-971-HITS. Why are you playing with Cinderella like that, Chels? We'll find out.
Don't put me in this.
Mail it back.
Jennifer from LA, should Princess Coachelsea go on this date with Cinderella tonight or not?
Yes, Chelsea, go out on a date.
Okay.
You know what?
The
reason why is because all of us girls won't say it, but hey, you know, you're living your life and go out.
Like,
it's just a date, so why not?
Yeah, and I'm
single.
And
he's gonna cook for you. So,
right? Exactly. I think this is part of like being single is seeing what your options are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't have like a commitment to Tinkerbell. At the end of the day, we just met like less than a week ago.
Yeah. What if karma strikes because Jennifer, you're saying to go, and Chelsea comes in tomorrow with chorro, just bubble guts because of what they ate?
There's always karma, so it doesn't matter. Don't even think negative.
You're right. The single life, you know, keep your options open. But also, what about don't waste your time? Like, just gotta drive all the way out to the west side. There's traffic.
But there was a reason why I was excited about Cinderella.
Yeah, but didn't the beginning. Tinkerbell swoop in and make you forget all that?
Sure-ish.
Yeah.
Whoa!
For all the girls out here, when we listen to Chelsea's live, we're like, oh my God, that's so cool. Even though a lot of girls won't admit it, but it is true. You'll be like, oh my God, Edgar, you guys are guys.
Yeah.
You know how it was when you, oh my God, this girl hit me up. This guy hit me up. You know what? Go out on your date. Have fun, and I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy yourself.
Hey, by the way, side note, girls are still hitting me up. It's just my daughter is asking me to change their diaper.
Park!
You're the best, Jennifer. Thanks for giving me such good advice. Okay. You're such a good friend.
Brian, you brought up a great point. It's talking about just why waste your time. But also, how about not play with somebody's feelings?
I mean, that's a little dramatic.
Denise from Canoga Park, good morning to you. Should Chelsea go on this date with Cinderella tonight, yes or no?
I say no.
Okay.
I'm on the boat of don't waste your time. Mm. I mean, you already know that you like Tinkerbell. You're having a good time. You haven't seen this guy. I mean, you had fun, you know, for a weekend at Coachella, but just keep going with what's already flowing.
But you know what, Denise? That would be too simple and not complicated. So, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You gotta keep life exciting, you know? I want to be on the edge of my seat at all times. I
mean, and then later, Chelsea, oh my gosh, guys, there's so much drama going on in my life. I don't know why.
on one hand, I want to just make it simple and be like, mail the dude a sweatshirt back. You like the Tinkerbell guy. But on the other hand, I'm like, then what are we going to talk about tomorrow?
Thank you so much, Denise. Let's wrap this up before Coach Chelsea makes a decision on what she wants to do. Brian, what are our text lines saying?
It's very split. We got a lot of people saying, go for it. You're not committed to Tinkerbell. Go live your best life. Mm-hmm. Jennifer McCartney says she's not in a committed relationship yet. Go have fun. Mm-hmm. Work it, girl. We've got from the 562, what can Brown do for you? Send those whack rags back.
Oh, wow. Whack rags.
From the 562, we've also got Sweater Boy is no Prince Charming.
Wait, Tinkerbell?
Go for the other guy. He stepped up. Okay. And this is the one I think that could sway you.
What?
Because this is a Coachella veteran from the 562 and says,
got some miles.
Hey, everybody knows weekend two is always better than weekend one because it has better people that go to the festival.
I mean, a little money back.
Bottom line. Princess. I should say hashtag Princess Coach Chelsea. Are you still going to go on this date with Cinderella just to give him his damn sweater back? Or mail it in.
Mail it back. Gosh. Mail it back. Mail it back.
The postage is expensive.
I'll pay for it.
And gas isn't? Are you kidding me right now?
No.
That's a small-ass envelope, too. I hope it's a side extra small or something like that.
I mean, Chelsea dates pretty petite men, so I got the smallest.
We didn't say it was actually he was wearing a crop top.
It was Coachella.
It was mesh.
Princess Coachelsea, what are you going to do? Are you going on this date or not?
So here's the thing.
Just say it, girl.
I feel like I have to give Cinderella Man a chance, right? Like, here's the thing. I don't like canceling plans.
Okay.
I already made a commitment to these plans tonight a week ago. It's not like it was yesterday.
Okay.
It's not like after all this happened with me and Tinkerbell. So I feel like I owe it to him to give him a shot.
All right. Fantastic. Cinderella taking his second shot tonight.
I mean, everybody loves an underdog story.
Tune in tomorrow. What will happen? Who will be in the lead, Cinderella or Tinkerbell? In Dos Hombres, Un Suéter, y La Princesa Coachelsea.
That's two men, one sweater, and Princess Coachelsea.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.